Hey, hair's still getting longer. Haven't made a video in a while. Probably most people that might view this already know about what is today. I don't even know what today is. Today is the 29th. So 10 days ago, my father passed away. I was gonna go see him. My wife got off of work at 8 o'clock, and it was really late, so we decided on doing it coming the next morning, super early. But he had passed away that night. We wouldn't have been able to make it even if we were to leave when we wanted to in the beginning. But, so I just decided not to. I didn't want to step over anyone or get in the way, because I knew it was gonna be, and it still is, pretty emotional. So me and my wife got there the next day, and kind of sucked though, because I couldn't stay very long. And that's, you know, kind of the thing that I have no control over, and that's the time that I have available, even though I want to be able to give more time. So as of right now, my mom and my oldest sister are pretty much just going through and throwing away quite a few things that she can't or don't need, because selling the trailer, and she's moving to California with my sister. So I know that that transition for my mom is already super stressful. She already went to the hospital because she got COVID. I don't know how long ago, but it was a couple months ago. But when she did get it, she lost her taste, and that kind of, it kind of made it worse for her when all that happened, because now that she, of course, can't taste it, she just doesn't want to eat, not taking care of herself like she should. So she kind of had an issue with her blood sugar levels, had to go to the hospital, and I think she was there for 4 or 5 days. So that's, you know, something else that's has to be monitored, and when you're going through a stressful time like this, it's kind of put on the back burner of trying to take care of yourself, because, you know, you're going through, you know, the motions and stuff. So I've been pretty much in and out of like depressed, crying states. You know, I'm not lost into that, but sometimes it just catches me, like, I don't know, a memory or a song or something, you know, will poke its head out, and there it goes again, you know. Like, I can't, I can't understand me being as young as I am, because I know 40 for me, I think, is young, but or as young as I am, losing my father at a young age, maybe that's not, you know, the best thing to gauge as an age, but I haven't even been able to see my kids graduate yet, all of them, and see them into adulthood and whatever their lives may be when it comes. But my dad was still in the process of working. Like, he didn't just stay home. He was gardening. Like, he still was fixing, you know, his truck. He drove school bus. Like, he was always trying to be active. He was always trying to just make it. And then when all of that, when all of it started and he found out, I'm pretty sure he already knew, but when he found out about him having cancer, it went from, you know, I think a longer time, because they didn't really know the stage he was at until it progressed pretty rapidly. But I was given the figure of about 2 years, and then it went to 6 months within a month, month and a half. And then after that, it was like a couple months, a couple weeks. Then it went from that to days. And you can't prepare for it. There's nothing that you can do. Even if I knew that it was going to be coming, you know, like, say, in a week or something, you just can't prepare yourself enough for what's going to happen and the way you're going to feel and the things that you're going to go through afterwards. It's more of, a lot of it's playing by ear. A lot of it's trying to push the negative part of it away and look at the positive things that my father given me and my family and anyone else he knew. And that's a lot of happiness and joy and jokes, being funny all the time, never really being serious, you know, for the most part, even though I've seen him serious. But it's just knowing all the things that he was, I see a lot of that in me. And it was kind of intentional, because I chose a lot of things that my dad did and who he was, and kept that. Like, I can't be negative all the time. I still have to try to make someone happy. I still have to try to go out of my comfort and try to make someone else happy, because I guess in the end that makes me even happier. So this video can't be long enough. I don't even think I could say enough words to describe everything that I'm going through. But I do know one thing. My mom really loved my dad and still loves him. And I can't imagine what someone would go through and the process they would have to go through to wake up and know that, you know, that person's not there and they're not saying or doing something that they would normally do on a daily basis, and you're kind of waiting for it. Like me, myself, I come home and I make sure everyone's all right. I give the cats and dog treats, make sure they're doing okay. And then I pretty much start winding down and get ready for bed. I don't really have a lot of time. And I know that even growing up, that's kind of how it was with my dad. Like, he had time. I mean, there was vacations, there was a lot of times, but I know that for the most part, 90% of the time, he was not there. He was working, he was providing, he was doing extra. And we didn't see him, so my kids kind of have that same aspect for me. Even though I try to attempt it, I try to be more part of my kids' lives, because I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I don't know anything except for what I can control and what I can do to try to better any situation that I might come across or come at me. And use kind of the tools my dad gave me, you know? I think a lot of the things that I took from my dad is not coping mechanisms, but coping skills. Not just for myself, but I'm kind of a little bit different than my dad was with anger, and that was one thing that I know I took away from my dad. Is he was upset or could get upset pretty easily, and I'm totally the opposite. And the reason is because of how I grew up and how my parents were. You know, there was a lot of things I told myself, God, I don't want to be like that, or I don't want to think that way or say those things. And it just stuck. Like, I don't with women in general, I do not try to ever disrespect or do anything of that sorts, just because, you know, mostly just because of my mom. But you know, my dad would pretty much have a lot of examples and saying things, and everything made sense, you know, being a kid. And when you're growing up and, you know, you're on your own, you see the same things, and it makes a little bit more sense to pretty much stay on that path. And I've chosen not just to have the icebreaker humor or whatever you call it, aura, I guess, that just doesn't allow me to stay in that negative state all the time. And I know I got that from my dad, because he, like, even in sports, he never really was there for me, but what he did tell me and what he taught me was mostly just being competitive, not just with myself, but with everyone and everything around me. Not that, you know, in a negative way or anything, but you build confidence by going out of your way and proving to yourself or other people, whatever the case may be, of what you can and can't do. And not only do you build the confidence, but you build those skills for later. So, like, you know, screw up or whatever, you learn, you know, you make hopefully better decisions later. But in the meantime, as you're getting older, it's more of watching other people. It's always been that way for me, at least. Doesn't have to be like someone down the street or anything, just like the internet, TV, whatever. But just watching other people's human interactions and seeing the right way and the wrong way to do things, you pretty much make, hopefully, better decisions when you're faced with those circumstances. I didn't really want to try to get off topic, but there's so much more that goes through my brain that I could probably sit here for probably a half an hour. But I'll probably start crying. I just want to let anyone else that might watch this that might know me or even my dad, that if you do happen to know me or my dad, you can leave a comment, go on Facebook or wherever, find my family and, you know, talk to them if you didn't know. If you do, you can still leave a comment, you know. There isn't a memorial service as of yet. That's going to be, from what I was told, pretty much decided when my mom passes away. They want to kind of do a together thing, so it's not separate. And I respect that. Another thing is, the kids, you know, have their basketball games. It's not as, of course, you know, important, but I make these videos to show my life, good and bad, my ups and downs. I kind of do a lot of it is as a, like a diary in a sense. Because I know if I don't say nothing, it's never going to be said. And if I don't say it, my kids will probably never know that side of me. Mostly just because, like what I said earlier, like my dad, I'm kind of the same way. Like, go to work, come home. Go to work, come home. There's not a lot of kid time. So when I get that time, I try to make the most of it. Doesn't always work out, but I try. I want them to know that they could be better, regardless of the situations that we go through and, you know, and how we live. They could do so much better for themselves when they get older. And I just want them to see the opportunities and possibilities. So, but with their basketball, they're doing pretty good. The JV team, which my youngest is playing on, They had a game canceled. They played a couple other games, and they won. Still a learning process for my youngest kid. He's, you know, I know he knows pretty much playbook right now, but it's just getting to, you know, that position or getting to that spot or doing the one thing that he needs to do, and hopefully it's working out for him. Now, of course, it's going to take time, but he's so eager to attempt it, even though basketball is not his sport. His sport is football. His love is football. He'll be on YouTube for hours just watching other people play Madden or talk football or looking at history of the game. Like, that's another thing that I have tried to instill in my kids, is just learning as much as you can about everything that you might be interested in, because it could be a tool, it could be an opportunity, it could be a segue to something bigger in your life. And if you don't know the things, you won't know. Like, you won't be able to maybe create that doorway for yourself. My oldest, they've won their past, I think, four games. The last two games, they were nail biters. Not the last one, but the one before, they went into overtime. And then the last game, they were down, the previous game, they were down by 10 with like 2 minutes left, I think. And then they fought their way back. The last game, they were down by 3 and made a game-winning shot. They had a chance. The guy was trying to catch it. I think it bounced off his head and went out of bounds. So they lost the ball and didn't have the opportunity to score. And then we won. So this next week, or this week, it's going to be another challenging games. One of them more so than the other one, but still pretty challenging. And I believe they only have 4-5 games before they go to districts. But yeah, take a look at the videos. I have them posted. I have still another project I need to get done, but since, you know, all this is going on, pretty tired, you know, the energy goes away pretty quick. Being depressed with, you know, what's going on takes the energy away from me. Maybe not all the time, but I know once I get off of work, it's a fast creep to sleep, and I don't enjoy it. I really don't. I don't like getting off of work and just being super tired and wanting to go to sleep. I'd rather have a couple hours and stay awake and do something and then go to sleep. But today, though, 49ers are playing the Eagles at noon. I won't be able to watch it, but I think they're going to win. I honestly believe they're going to win the Super Bowl. I know it's my team, kind of biased because, you know, it's my team, but I don't know. I could be wrong. I just have a feeling. I have a feeling they're going to win this year. And it's going to be really pretty. No pun intended. But that's about it, really. Very long video. I haven't made one this long, I don't think, ever. But I do want to thank you for watching or listening, however you're engaging with this. And I do want to thank you if you do leave a comment, if I don't get a chance to right away. I love all of you, no matter who you are, what you're doing, what kind of job you have, what you're going to do in your life. Just try to be a better you. It's pretty not difficult. Not difficult at all. Just gotta try. Anyways, I'm gonna get going. Have a good weekend.